I'm sick of the future. Up to here with the future. I don't want anything to do with it. Don't want it near me. No one used to have to deal with this much future. I mean, the future, so far as they could imagine, would have been fairly like the past. Harvest, solstice, snow, trees coming into bud. They would get older and die, but the cycle would begin again. We have to live with this rising tide of future, leaking and sopping over everything, claiming cities and sectors, until we're in the future already. That dystopian future of surveillance, video calls and VR headsets, and viral epidemics spread by globalization, and the 24-hour news saying AI extinction event, gene modification, the collapse of civilization. So it is that somehow, one winter night, I find myself standing in my kitchen, hissing shrilly at my husband. I don't know if my son will even live to middle age. Something can be melodramatic and true at the same time. In Delphi, God spoke through oracles. Delphi is in Greece, a multiple plateau along the slope of Mount Parnassus. The myth says that Zeus wanted to find the center of Gaia, the Greek personification of the earth, our primordial mother, so sent two eagles soaring from the east and west. The spot where their flight paths cross over, Delphi, was declared the navel of Gaia, sometimes also known as the Omphalos. Delphi belonged to Gaia then, but Apollo slayed the dragon who guarded it, the python, from the verb pytho, to rot, and stole the land from her. To legitimize his theft, a sanctuary was built for him above the deep, zigzag chasm into which he had pushed the python's dying body. There they later installed the Pythia, a priestess named after that rotting dragon smell. The famous Oracle of Delphi.